Let's find out what it says in Friday's papers now. Here's Valerie Cox.
Women now drink as much as men. That's the banner headline across the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. But read on, and it's a survey of college students by UCC PhD candidate Martin Davoren. Owen English says these findings have led yet again to calls for the government to reconsider a ban on sports alcohol sponsorship. That story also appears inside the Irish Times under two-thirds of students report hazardous drinking. And the Irish Independent says female students matching men for problem drinking. Back on the front of the Examiner, Cormac O'Keefe reports that an estimated 30 Irish citizens had travelled to fight in Syria and Iraq by the end of last month, up by 15% on last year. Shatter asked for exclusion from Dáil inquiry is the headline for the Times. Fia Kelly reporting that the former Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, asked Ciarán Cóirle, Sean Barrett, to exclude his handling of claims made by whistleblower Sergeant Maurice McCabe from an inquiry into allegations of Garda malpractice. There's plenty of snowy pictures in all the papers. 50 Shades of White, says a very literary Irish Daily Mail. Now is the winter of our discontent, and it's here for a while. Snow Limit, says the Irish Daily Star, where Senan Hogan promises that the worst may be yet to come, and February could usher in the worst winter blizzards for half a century. Snow escape, says the Irish Daily Mirror. Ireland was last night warned to brace itself for an extreme wintry blast as snowstorms battered the country. The lead story for the Star from Patrick O'Connell says boxer Matthew Macklin has told of his terror after armed Gardaí raided an apartment he was staying in yesterday. It was like something you'd see in a film, he said. We were caught up in this completely innocently. I'm over here to take part in a charity gig. Another PPS bungle over Irish water is the lead story for the Mail, which says that PPS numbers will have to be handed over if families want to claim their €100 water conservation grant. Neil Michaels says the government was last night accused of making this up as it goes along, after it announced in November that Irish Water would delete people's PPS numbers, following a groundswell of opposition against the policy. The paper's editorial says the coalition has blundered aimlessly from one crisis to another, The coalition also makes the lead for the Independent, with Aer Lingus sale in jeopardy as coalition unease grows. It says the deal has been met with an extraordinary level of opposition from government TDs. The alarm bells finally seem to be going off for Fine Gael cabinet members, says the paper's editorial, and it concludes the national interest of the airline and the country as a whole will be better served by the government maintaining its stake in this vital piece of national infrastructure. In other stories, Donal Hickey reports in the Examiner that it looks as if visitors to one of our main tourist towns, notorious for the rain, will have to bring their own wet gear for some time to come. Plans to put a roof over Main Street Killarney in the form of large portable umbrellas have stalled since the abolition of the local town council in June. At this week's meeting of the municipal authority, Councillor Michael Gleeson asked if the eagerly awaited umbrellas had been blown off the agenda. And with strong winds and sleet falling outside the chamber, says Hickey, the meeting was told that the umbrellas could withstand gusts of up to 60 kilometres an hour, but would be closed in those conditions. Finally, the papers are still commenting on the verbal abuse aimed at President Michael D. Higgins. It represents a new low, writes Noel Whelan in the Times. Our politics is likely to be even more volatile as the election approaches. The potential for an even more abusive atmosphere is therefore greater. And a letter writer to the Times, Brian Ahern from Dublin 15, says, I hope poetry will help Michael D. Higgins to see that the worst is full of passionate intensity.